Blog Talk Radio.
Personality host NA with today's topic: what does it take? What does it take to get back to enjoying life and changing aspects that allow you to be free? Yeah, that's correct. I said free. Now, a lot of people got a misinterpretation of that four-letter word, but it's humongous once you think about it. Now, how you ask? Come on and listen. Tell me, NA, what you feel and how you advise the change to take place. Because we all see aspects that need improvement in our lives as well as the world around us, right? So, you know, it's a blessing to be able to come together and share advice, because advice is what basically built the structure of what we call vocabulary and living life, period. Now, I got a few things that I believe could make us free, which I'm sure everybody else has their own opinion as well, on what does it take, not what does it take to be free, not what does it take to be the strongest man or what does it take to be the best at your job, but what does it take to know who you are to get past that earthly thinking that a lot of people do and get to that godly thinking where we know ourselves and other people's opinions don't depict on the ways we're going to act or the things that we're going to do, right? So you got to think about it, because there comes a time when we must define ourselves. And it is within that moment that we all must define and decide, will I or will I not? Not that you will perform a physical or a verbal talent, but a psychological one. Don't be afraid to listen to what I'm going to tell you, because this will change your life. I guarantee you that much. It will change your life. You will discover things about you that are connected and that you are connected to. And it will draw these things to you. And I'm going to test your way of thinking in many, many ways tonight. In many, many ways. So I want you to prepare yourself. Pack your lunch. Jump on board. Real quick. Now, the word I'm going to define for you is out of the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. And that's defining moment. So I'm going to define the word define as well as the word moment, right? Now, the word define in the Merriam Dictionary is explained as such: to determine or identify the essential qualities or meaning of, characterize, distinguish. One more time. Define, right? To determine or identify the essential qualities or meaning of, right? Characterize and distinguish now. Now, the second word is the word moment. It's explained as well in the Merriam Dictionary as such, a very short period of time, a particular time, and a precise point in time. You ain't hear me. Moment. Some of y'all probably know what that meant. A very short period of time, a particular time, and a precise point in time. So I feel that it could be fair to say that the meaning of a defining moment could be explained as such, identifying essential qualities at a precise point in time. Do you agree with me at least this far on what I'm explaining? Do you? I want you to call in and let me know if you do. If you don't, let me know as well. All right? You say what you want. Let's continue. Now, I spoke in the beginning about the moments that define us, and I also gave you the Merriam-Webster's definition to the words define as well as the word moment. Now, let's take a closer look at what I know to be true understanding of a defining moment. Now, listen. What I know, radio personality N.A. knows to be true understanding of a defining moment, right? Now, to me, a defining moment, as an example, a great example at that, would be when you felt the almighty truth and you turned it away. You turned it away. Now, we're not talking religion. We talking when in your soul you felt the truth of what have you and you chose otherwise, or you accepted it and begun into a deeper transformation that that helped you define another piece to your puzzle. And now everyone sees it and is determined to watch for the very same times in themselves, though the moment remains very impossible for them because everyone has their own defining moments. Now, check me. Everyone has their own defining moments. We are all different, even though we are all shaded different. We're all still different. Did I lose you? We are all different, even though we all are shaded different. But outside of that, we are all still different. You agree? If you don't, call in. If you do, call in, let me know. Now, I'm not talking about big houses and expensive food, because the only reason it's expensive is because a real live fool, now, F-O-O-L, look it up in the Merriam, a real live fool had to do some real hard work to build or to catch the shit you idolize, right? Now, a real moment, which is another excellent example from me, is when, if this is for you now, choosing to recognize the entire planet as God's work and having the same respect you say you give God to God's creations, all species. I'm going to run that back because some people probably just dropped the ball when I landed that on your shoulders. Now, what I'm going to tell you, God don't give you more than you can handle, so I'm going to lift you back up and I'm going to run it back to you, even though I don't like repeating myself, but in these moments, because it's a defining moment, not just for me, but for millions. A real moment, right, is choosing to recognize the entire planet as God's work and having the same respect you give to God, to God's creations, and all the species. Now that, my friend, was a defining moment, right? A rainbow looks great because it has different rows of colors that works together to make one. How many times do you attempt a task and it not produce the success that you anticipated? Now listen to the question before you answer it. How many times have you attempted a task and it did not produce the success that you anticipated? Have you ever sat and thought about the failure and then once again planned on how you can make it work again? I want to ask you, if it ever occurred to you that maybe, just maybe, if another person was helping you, you could produce better results, right? Now, why do you think factories produce so much? It's not because they got money, because you got to produce to make money. Come on now. Why do you think? Because they employ several people to do it for them. They make you work as a team by dividing you into departments, right? Now, within each department is a specific task that will be carried out. Now, if I gave five strangers an opportunity to put together an engine as a group and they didn't know nothing about engines, they would be crushed. Why do I say that? They would be crushed because of internal group competition, right? Now, if I divide internally within the group and issue individual tasks for that engine would get completed. Why? Ask yourself why. Because I took away the pressure of group success and optioned an individual competition, right? Each would want their assignments completed with high honors, so I would not expect that one would want to do less than their counterpart, but they would want to do better than his or her counterparts. That is where success comes in. They are not in a position to get in one another's way. Come on now. They're not in a position to get in each other's way. You taught to think, right? Look up the word think in the Merriam Dictionary. It says taught, to be taught. How can you be taught to think? This goes into psychology, the cognitive schema, how we associate words with pictures to formulate an understanding of the world around us, right? So you are taught to think. So the teacher has every opportunity to be incorrect in his or her teachings due to being taught by another person and so forth. So why not research the lessons to ensure the accuracy of our education, which transforms into an application now, then knowledge, and then once again another application, and then another transformation into what we call wisdom, and then followed again by application. And then, you guessed it, godly thinking. Not saying that you're a god, but godly thinking. Now, let me explain myself. I'm pretty sure I get enough callers for this one, right? Now, the godly thinking part is I'm explaining to you in a lot of different ways, and we're going to go through a lot of different channels to get it accomplished, all right? Now, listen. With knowing results, truth, right? With knowing results produces a truth. And once the truth is understood, then all applications are duly justified. That's what I call godly thinking. It's understanding in the precise detail that which is you. You. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. We need to take back what is ours, not ours as an individual race, though it should happen, but as a unit. See, we went through things and put each other in segregated categories. We prescribed statuses to people, right, based on our judgment. We say people who sag their pants are the scum of society. How is that? Some of the people who sag their pants can make better music than the people you pay millions to, can play better ball than the guy who looks good on TV, so you use him instead of the other guy, right? That can get you closer to knowing you than the person in the suit with the fancy tie that tells you otherwise. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and ease back, because I got a caller on here, and he's been on here for a while. And I'm going to see exactly what it is that's on the mind of the people of Ohio, and we're going to get into a discussion, okay? Now, let's check this out now. Caller, you on there? Okay, I think we might have lost that caller, but we can definitely continue on, right? Now, what I find to be a truth that I've seen throughout life, and I haven't been here that long. I mean, I have, but I haven't. I've been here about 3.5 decades. So if you can think back, if you're old enough, or if you're sitting in front of a computer, jump on there and look how the world has transformed since 1980 to 2015. And when I say transform, I ain't talking about, oh, because we got the internet and we got cell phones about the size of a cigarette. Nah, because to me that's hoopla. That's propaganda. That's a sellout tactic, right? Now, I'm not against any groups. I'm against anybody who does not respect themselves and the people around them. Now, I ain't saying you got to pay for nobody's groceries, and I ain't saying that you got to go over there and try to help nobody get nothing together. But what I'm saying is, if you're throwing away more food than you're eating, I guarantee there's people in your neighborhood that would love to partake in that which you do not want. But we get so caught up in, it's not my fault, it's not my fault. What does it take? What does it take for us to understand that we have to come to each other as people? As people, not a color, not money. Because, see, one thing is, if we took away money and went back to the barter system, right? Now, for those that don't know what the barter system is, that's when your goods and services for actions or what have you. So if we took away money and traded our goods and services back and forth to each other for the goods and services that each other could issue to one another, who would be in power? Everybody. Everybody. Even in the slavery days, check out how they made money. Tom called the blacksmith. The blacksmith made the tennis shoes for him. He made the shoes for the horse, excuse me. He made the kettle that you cooked in, that you made your coffee, right? He probably even made the gun or the sword that you used to murder another individual for a reason that was unjustified. Now, what I need is I need to listen to some people from Ohio and some people from the world. Open your heart. I'm not telling you to give yourself up or nothing. I'm telling you to come on in and tell me, as well as the rest of the world, what does it take, man? What does it take? Many wars, many bloodshed, many people away from the home for years at a time, many people lost in the struggle of civilization. Come on. I'm not preaching, I'm teaching. It's a difference. I'm not preaching, I'm teaching. Preaching is a negotiation, right? Teaching is free. See, I can give you Ivy League because I paid for it to know it, but I'm going to reiterate it back to you for free because it's free. Knowledge is free. Pay attention to the pictures I use on my publications for the talk show. Knowledge is free, right? Come on now. What's going on? What's going on out here? What does it take? Am I getting passionate about this subject? Yes, I am, because it takes not a lot. Not a lot. Let's jump on the sociological aspect and say, oh, okay, in 2 decades, 3 decades, we should see a change. We can see a change right now. All you got to do is take the hate out your heart. Ooh-wee. Take the hate out your heart. How I get there? Huh? Because you was taught to think.
It's change.
I got a caller? Right. It's change. Okay, we got the caller. I knew you was here. What's going on with you, man? Talk to the world. Let them know, man. What does it take? I'm trying to tell them. Hopefully somebody else can tell them, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Heart. It takes heart, man.
It does.
It takes heart. It takes,
a lot of heart.
It takes you as an individual, man, to have a personal relationship, man, with that man upstairs to be able to put your first foot forward.
Right. Right. The best foot forward at that, too. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, We all got to come together, man, somehow, man. You know what I'm saying? But it takes one person to do it.
And that's true. One voice. One voice. Malcolm X.
I feel like this is the start right here.
It is. It definitely
is. Start right here, though.
And that's what it takes. They don't. We're going to help them understand. Believe that. We are going to help them understand. We are going to. And the word abuse is not a negative word. Let me say that before I say what I say. A lot of people, when they hear the word abuse, they think of a negative pretense, but it can also be used in a positive aspect as well. And the way I want to use this word abuse tonight is I want you to abuse your teaching tactics. I want you to abuse your thinking process to the point to where you research – everything that you think you believe to be true, and I guarantee you're going to find out it's a lie. It's a maneuver to distract you from the truth. Right?
Yeah.
The truth. Because the truth is free.
I feel like everything is a manipulation.
And it,
you know,
is.
But it's up,
because everybody
it's up to you. I feel like it's up to you, though. You know what I'm saying? You as an individual, you know what I'm saying? Everything is a manipulation, but it's up to you to control that manipulation. How can you control that manipulation?
Right. Now, what I think is one way to control the manipulation, right, is to test. To test. You have to test. If I cut on a stove right now, an electric stove, and that eye get bright orange, in your mind, it is firing hot. Why? Because as a child, when it was that color and you got close to it, you felt the heat. So is it safe to say that if I painted them orange and made them look exactly like they were supposed to when they're hot, I can keep you from touching it just because you believe it's hot, instead of walking up trying to test it for yourself? Huh? That's how easy it is to change a person's mind.
Yes, it is.
Take what they used to seeing, use it, curve it a little bit, and they're going to follow you.
You're right.
Now, a lie is very easily accepted. Do you agree, caller? Lies are easily accepted because they're comfortable. They're comfortable.
They are comfortable.
It's not comfortable. Right, because the truth is standing for what you believe in, even if everybody else going to the left.
You're right.
Right? Yeah.
You're right.
When everybody say, let's pay $300 for these jeans, and you say, I'm going to take $200, well, I'm going to take $100, give it to this cause, I'm going to take another $100, save it for a rainy day, and I'm going to take this last $100, and I'm going to try to make something happen for some people. We don't want to do that. But we just spend it on some jeans that's going to get wore out in 30 to 90 days. Come on, man. And then go get some
right.
money. And then cry that we ain't getting enough money.
Look. They're going to work up for another pair.
Right. So what does it take? You will kill and maim to get these $300 jeans, right? Well, to get the $300 to get the jeans. Why you won't kill and maim to set things right? Huh? Why they won't march to get things back to the way they should be, not they used to be? Because the way they used to be is the reason why it's the way it is now.
The world worked out for good and evil.
Right. But see, evil is fun. Evil is fun.
Yeah.
I've indulged in that evil. It's fun. It makes you feel like the world owe you something. Right, but the world don't owe you nothing. We owe the world something.
You're right.
We visitors on this planet. Right? But we take advantage. We take full advantage of what's in front of us, and then we cry because it's not there. What does it take? Damn, what does it take? You know what I'm saying? Do people got to just start jumping off of bridges head first, running into traffic screaming, we need change, for people to say, oh, they crazy as fuck, and then turn around and be like, damn, you know what? These motherfuckers making sense. They making sense. I get on social media sites. I ain't going to put none out there, but I get on social media sites, and all I see is drama. And as soon as I put something positive in there, you don't get no likes. But let me put a connotation or a phrase in there that insists, right, or that makes you believe that I got some kind of drama and everybody got my back. But I'm crazy, though.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. Right? What does it take, Ohio? What does it take, Ohio? 646-787-8015. And I ain't going to tell you again, but matter of fact, I am, because this is free. 646-787-8015. Call in. Let radio personality N.A. know what does it take to change this shit, man. What does it take? Feel free. Speak as you wish. Say what you may. But also know that others are listening, and other people going to have advice and opinions to what you say. So you want to pack a lunch before you bring it in, because if you don't, you might get crushed under the circumstances of knowledge. But before you leave, I guarantee you understand something new. What the fuck does it take, man? What does it take to get back to enjoying life, not living, right? Not under the Knowledgeian theory, for those that don't know, that's me, knowledge, N-A, knowledge. The Knowledgeian theory we live in. We're living inside vindictive inquiries that's non-negotiable. We're not experiencing life. See, you can't live life. You can experience life living inside facets that are explainable. If you can't explain what's going on in your life, you are living. You're not experiencing. You're following what someone else tells you is the thing to do based on their opinion instead of indulging and enjoying and experiencing life that God gave you. Now, we down to our last 90 hot ones. So we're going to give shout-outs to everybody across the world, all nationalities. We letting you know that NA Corp, look it up on your internet, NA Corp, that NA stands for never against. We are never against anyone besides false knowledge. Now, I want everybody to chill out and listen to these tunes. And keep something on your heart. Thank you for listening.